Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and you are listening to the Light for Living radio program, and grateful that you are doing so, and trust that your morning has been a very profitable one, one of great expectation, and just excited to be able to go to that local church, to worship the Lord amongst God's people, to hear the Word of God preached, to hear the songs that exalt the blessed name of the Lord. That ought to be something that you're greatly anticipating. You're excited. I ask that you not be one that you're struggling to get out of bed, struggling to even decide whether you're going to go to the local church house or not, but rather that you're just raring to go, excited, and can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do there. Most of you, I realize, are faithfully attending that good Bible-believing church home. That's great. I just thank you for listening to the program. There may be some, maybe a few, maybe one that's listening that you're not yet in that good church home. I'd love to encourage you to come and be our guest here at the True Light Baptist Church this morning. You're not going to have any difficulty whatsoever finding the church. We're at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Depending on where you're coming from, if you're coming from the Highway 58 area, just take 501 South, go about 7.5 miles. Church is going to be right there on the left, right there in the curve, about a mile south of the Cluster Springs School. It's going to be on the same side of the highway. And if you are listening from North Carolina, just cross the Virginia state line about 4.5 miles or so. Church is going to be right on the right. So you'll have no problem. Lord willing, our service time this morning is going to be at 11 o'clock. Evening service at 6. And then we'll follow up. Remind you of the midweek service. That's 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. If you cannot come due to circumstance, due to health, we encourage you to visit, be a part of the service online, either at tlbcalton.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to my personal Facebook page. Either way, you can go to our church website. As we've stated before, you can get the QR code to scan, download our church app. The live stream's there as well, so in any direction, you'll be able to find us. But if you're physically able, I'd like for you to take it the next step and just drive on down, and we'd be glad to see you. I know a warm welcome will await you, and we'll expect God to speak to our hearts in a powerful way. I'm looking now in the book of Jonah, chapter number 2, and I'd like to read the first 10 verses. And I pray that God will speak to all of our hearts during this time. And I want to speak on the subject, discoveries that we can find. Some great discoveries during days of difficulty. Now, certainly as a nation, we're in days of difficulty. Our county, we as a county are in days of difficulty. But then let's make it personal. There's times where individually, you're facing days of difficulty, but I'm glad that God can teach us, can reinforce some marvelous truths if we'll allow Him. So again, I'm looking at Jonah chapter number 2, and I'm going to read that entire chapter consisting of 10 verses. The Bible says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And notice this, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep. In the midst of the seas and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you'd agree, there's certainly things that every one of us as God's children, those that are saved, much we ought to know. But would you not agree there are times that the things that indeed you know may not be real to you as they ought to be? Sometimes we have to be allowed to have some setbacks in order to discover some valuable spiritual truths. And again, as we stated, to have some truths reinforced. Jonah was such a man. And through this incredible experience, Jonah's resolve was strengthened. Not only strengthened slightly, it was strengthened significantly. I believe most of us understand the story as you get to chapter number 2, what's happened in chapter number 1. Jonah has been disobedient to God. Jonah has not gone to the appointed place where God had sent him. Jonah wanted to do it his way, and he did it, and it didn't work out very well. And same holds true for you and me. God had a fish prepared. A great fish. Bible also calls it a great whale. We see as we read chapter number 1 that Jonah is tossed off the ship. That was not the desire of the crew, but it got to the point where they were under such judgment, and Jonah had to make that strong admission or sad admission. And they have to cast him into the sea, and that great whale swallows him up. So as we are in chapter number 2, we have to understand just what the setting is. Jonah has found himself in the belly of the whale. I would say that would be a difficult day, would you not? As you study chapter number 2, and I certainly will not fall out with anyone either way that they view this, if you really study chapter number 2, there's some strong indication that Jonah may have died and the Lord resurrected him. A shadow, a type of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Either way that you might look at that, he is alive right now in the heart of the whale's belly. But what did he find? Well, I want to go first of all in verse number 9 where the Bible says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." You say, preacher, what did he learn? What truth did he have reinforced? Jonah, ladies and gentlemen, discovered that God was worthy of thanksgiving no matter the circumstance. He said, "But I will sacrifice unto thee." Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to the Lord. He said, "I'll sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving." You probably know this verse, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." May I make an admission, an honest admission, and if you would be honest, you'd have to do the same. I've not always in my Christian life obeyed that Bible command. There's times I have not given God thanks for all that I should. Sometimes I failed to give Him the proper thanks when things go well. And there's been other times where I certainly have not given Him thanks for when things have gone wrong. But if we're to follow that biblical principle, that command from the Lord God Almighty, Bible tells us that in everything we are to give thanks. You see, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we receive that is good comes from the Lord. Bible says over there in James chapter 1 and verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." See, ladies and gentlemen, as God's people, we oftentimes forget just how good God really is. And as I stated in my own life, there's times that I failed to give Him the thanks that I should when things have gone well. Read about a woman that was sent to visit a farmer and his family. Said upon arrival, she noticed a pig that was walking around, but the pig had one wooden leg. Perplexed, the lady asked the farmer about the pig, and the farmer told her how that their house had once caught on fire and that the pig squealed so loud as to alert them to get out, and in doing so also saved the house. Said the farmer then told her how their youngest daughter had once fallen in a pond, and the pig squealed so loud that it's alerted the farmhands in time to rescue her from certain drowning. Well, the woman that was there was amazed about the character of the pig, but was still wondering about that one wooden leg. And so the farmer finally responded to the question. He said, "Ma'am, that old pig's been so good to us, just doesn't seem right to eat him all at once." What a lousy way to show appreciation. You say, "Preacher, that has a little humor, but let's let it set home. We have someone far greater than a pig. We have the Lord God above, perfect in all his ways, loves us with an everlasting love. How many times has he rescued you from peril? He rescued us from the pits of hell, did he not? But even in this life, the goodness of God, the times he spared us, look how we pay him thanks. You see, they inflicted pain upon that pig and he was going to die." Ladies and gentlemen, that's oftentimes the way we treat our great God. He'll never die again. Can I hear an amen on that? But how oftentimes a God has been so very good, we're prone to inflict pain upon the one that has poured out his goodness upon us. I'm telling you, Jonah learned there in the belly of the whale to give thanks no matter what. You see, giving thanks is likened also to offering a special sacrificial offering to the Lord. Did you know the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, "By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips." Oh, how we fail God. But again, the Bible goes on to say, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do you thank God for his blessings? We ought. Probably still, even when we do, don't do it as we should. But how many of us really do fail to give God thanks in our trials? Jonah knows who's at fault for his circumstance. He's not trying to cast the blame on anyone else. This particular circumstance was all on him. But he learned something. He said, I'm gonna offer the sacrifice of thanks. I know I'm right here in the belly of the whale. Not for sure how everything's going to turn out, but I know this. I know God is worthy no matter what. When I'm on the mountaintop, he's worthy of my thanksgiving. He's worthy of my praise. But when I'm here in the belly of this whale, he's still good. He's still God. He's still worthy of my praise. I don't know what you might be going through on this Sunday morning. Have no idea. But I know we all have trials, we all have afflictions, and we all have times where we have great, mighty storms. But as I remind myself, I remind you, God is still God. God is still good. God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. God is still forgiving. God is still on the throne. God is still able to help in time of need. And we just need to be a much more thankful people. I believe our churches and our nation, if you study chapter number 1, the book of Romans, and you see that rocket descent into depravity, really started out with them not being thankful. And I believe that's one of our greatest failures. What did Jonah learn in the belly of that old whale? He learned, he rediscovered, it was reaffirmed that he ought to give thanks to God no matter what. We'll pick back up with this theme next week. Hope it's been a challenge and a help to you. May the Lord bless you. Have a great Sunday.